Groups like the Toronto-based Pembina Institute say the Great Lakes Basin can't afford to lose large amounts of water. The Institute is critical of a plan that the Council of Great Lakes Governors devised with the premiers of Quebec and Ontario. The agreement is known as Annex 2001. It lays out how much water could be withdrawn from the lakes and how these projects would be approved. But Mark Winfield of the Pembina Institute says it would allow large withdrawals that could harm water quality and wildlife.
There's very little new water actually coming into the system, which means its ability to sustain withdrawals from the basin is not very large. And in that context, it is difficult to imagine how one could portray any additional significant removal of water from the basin as being sustainable.
But a spokesman for the Governor's Council says governments would use scientific standards to determine whether a proposal could harm the environment. The public can comment on the plan until October 18th. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.